You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Well, though bathroom bills targeting transgender people fizzled in deep red states across the United States, the issue is still white hot in Texas, as it will be part of the special legislative session that convenes this week in Austin. Powerful business entities from Apple to the NFL oppose such a bill as discriminatory, as it would require transgender people to use public restrooms according to their birth certificate gender. The proposed bill is similar to a 2015 North Carolina law that sparked so much uproar and threats of costly boycotts that lawmakers there eventually rolled much of it back. No other state has approved such a law, despite similar bills being introduced in nearly 20 states. But before any new bills get attention, there's other business the legislature must address first. You see, every Texas state agency carries an expiration date, and the legislature has to vote every few years to extend the agency's life. Now, five of these agencies were still awaiting action when the regular session ended, among them the Texas Medical Board. Joey Longley is the former director of the Texas Sunset Commission. He told Houston Public Radio the medical board will begin shutting down September 1st, unless lawmakers act soon.
You can't have medicine being practiced in the state without state oversight. It can't happen. You've got Medicaid reimbursements. There's all sorts of things that go into that, not to mention malpractice and liability. And, you know, the list is too great to enumerate.
Governor Greg Abbott controls the agenda for the special session. Under his timeline, the Senate has to pass a sunset bill before the legislature can deal with anything else. Texas education advocates and teachers are responding to the education and teacher pay measures Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick called for at a press conference last week, as Patrick outlined a wide-ranging education agenda for the Texas legislature's special session, including a $1,000 raise for teachers, new bonuses, and changes to how schools are funded. But the Texas State Teachers Association says there are some major holes in Patrick's plan. Clay Robeson is a spokesman for the association, and he explained this to public radio KERA in Dallas.
All he would do was put more pressure and more burden on local property taxpayers to pay for even more of education. He doesn't propose any additional state funding for these teacher pay raises and these teacher bonuses. He also perpetuates the myth that the lottery will pay for it.
The special legislature convenes this Tuesday. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.